Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Being there in the rotunda, listening to President Trump tell them to their face that they had failed, which is true, and laying out that new vision for what he's calling a golden age, inspiring.
Obviously, Senator Josh Hawley there last night on with Laura Ingraham talking about the making much the same observation that I did earlier today, because I've done a lot of public speaking. I've heard a lot of politicians who'll say one thing to a group of their constituents and then turn around and not seem to have the guts to say that when they're standing in front of a crowd of people who, you know, include some of their opponents in it. Donald Trump had no fear of that yesterday. He stood up in front of Joe Biden and Barack Obama and the Clintons, and he said exactly what he intended to do and was very critical of a lot of their projects, right, that they had started the last 4 years. Good for him. It was refreshing, in my opinion. Not everybody agreed. We got John Schweppe with us this morning. Great to have him on. He's the Director of Policy and Government Affairs for the American Principles Project. John, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Did you have the honor of attending any of the balls or any of the events yesterday?
No, my boss, Terry Schilling, was all over the place. Poor guy's been running ragged for the whole weekend. But no, we were studying the EOs and going over all of them with a fine-tooth comb, and we're excited, man. I'll tell you, Trump came out swinging. No question.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, probably the ones on the border, the ones for the J6 prisoners were the ones that I paid the most attention to yesterday. Maybe what are some of the others that didn't get quite as much coverage, in your opinion?
Well, I really liked the energy EOs. You know, that's really core to why things cost so much. You make it cheaper to ship and take these food items, for example, on semis across the country. It obviously lowers prices. His fighting against the culture war stuff I thought was awesome. The left has been just crazy about the diversity, equity, inclusion stuff, the gender ideology, and Trump has some really strong EOs on gender ideology, basically saying we're done doing anything except for two sexes, being male and female. That's it. What we're doing. I was really impressed across the board. Obviously, he spent 4 years putting these together with his team, and you saw the hard work payoff right on day one.
Going back to the J6 prisoners and him pardoning all of them, you know, my understanding was they should have been released. And from what I'm seeing online, it sounds like they were denied that, and there's a chance that even this morning they won't get released. Have you heard anything about that?
I have seen some of that on Twitter, and I will tell those folks they need to lawyer up, because if there are prison systems or whatever disobeying a direct executive, a pardon from the president, they're going to have all sorts of opportunity to litigate. So those folks, we will get them out shortly, and I'm hoping they're able to make millions for what was done to them.
Yeah, but it's true. You know, the other thing I thought was interesting was President Trump's response last night to the Fox News reporter. Carl was the one that he talks about with potentially sending special forces troops in. Which bite is that?
President Trump, cartels are now going to be seen as foreign terror organizations. Would you think about ordering U.S. special forces into Mexico to take them out?
Could happen. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah. So, John, what's your reaction to that? Those cartels, if that's true, should be on notice at this point, because that was a very curious answer.
Yeah, there's this Washington idea that you should always, take certain things off the table, like, oh, we'll never go in. You know, we've seen that so often from Democratic administrations, and then you take your leverage away. And so I think Trump is letting Mexico know right now just how serious this is, and how seriously we take the harm that's been done to American citizens by the cartel. And so he's not going to take anything off the table. And, you know, does that mean we're going to send in troops? Probably not. But, you know, at the same time, you know, we got to take it seriously and work with the Mexican government to rid them of this problem once and for all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's we're talking to John Schweppes, he's director of policy and government affairs for the American Principles Project. Which of these, maybe all of them, kind of align with what the project had hoped the president would move forward with? Was one of these a key priority?
Well, the DEI and the gender ideology push, I mean, we've run ads on that now for years. We
yes.
spent $18 million on the last election on those issues. And so to see them so full-throated and just across the board was really inspiring. You know, I mean, I think you could easily approach these doing a piecemeal approach. Oh, we'll just do women's sports. We'll just do maybe taxpayer funding for prisoners, like what was talked about in the they-them ad. But no, his executive order went across the board. And so I think that's a really good sign for where he's going to go from here. I mean, this was just day one. You know, the president is going to deliver on his campaign promises, and folks should expect that.
Speaking of promises, he talked about how he wanted to release the JFK, the RFK, and the MLK assassination files. My gosh, there's already been two assassination attempts on his life. Now, I'm all in favor of that, but it scares me of him doing that and then what could come from that. Do you actually think he will release those soon?
Well, again, I do think promises made, promises kept. So if you set it on the campaign trail, you know, sometimes you have to prioritize these things, and maybe it won't be a right away situation. But, you know, I think the American people deserve to know, especially on some of these that are so far back that there's no risk of, you know, exposing intelligence assets or anything like that. So, you know, I think he believes that in his heart, that he wants to share this with the American people. You actually saw that recently with the drones over New Jersey, where obviously President Trump knew something that our government wasn't willing to say, and he kind of hinted that might change after January 20th.
Yeah, very true. Well, I tell you, John, how can people find out more about what you do at American Principles Project?
Well, I am on Twitter at John Schweppe, JONSCHWEPPE, and we are at AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. You can read all about us there.
Outstanding. John, thank you for your input today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, I did get a little bit of breaking news here this morning just earlier, and it's something that I didn't know about, but John Lamping did, and that is the fact that Ed Martin, who, of course, we had on a week or two ago after, maybe it was 2 weeks ago or longer, after it was announced that he was going to be in charge of the, like, chief of staff for the Office of Management and Budget. And I had him on the show here talking about that appointment and how excited he was to be involved with the Trump administration and all that. And then, lo and behold, I find out when we have John Lamping on earlier, Ed Martin has now been named interim U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C., which is the position that was overseeing a lot of those January 6th cases. So once again, you've got a defender of truth and freedom in Ed Martin, who I've known for many, many years. And, you know, he worked with Phyllis Schlafly with the Eagle Forum and Phyllis Schlafly's Eagles and he's been now appointed as a U.S. attorney, interim U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C. And I would assume it's interim until he can be officially sworn into the position. But it's key to have somebody in there who understands and who understands what was being done to many people who did nothing on January 6th other than show up to support President Trump.
Get more at 971talk.com.